This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Dan Fisher, president of Grow Gillespie. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Hey, good to talk to you, Rick.
Dan, today we're going to cover a few topics, but our main topic to start off with is coming up in the month of May is the Grow Gillespie Spring Chicken Run. And the Spring Chicken Run is an annual event, and we're going to let you talk a little bit about this year, and maybe are there any additions, or what do we got for the Chicken Run this year, Saturday, May the 14th?
Well, I guess the first edition you could say is the addition of chicken. In the past, we'd simply call it the May Day Run because it was either on May 1st or right around then. But we added the chicken theme in part because we are partnering with Flat Branch Farms, which is a local chicken producer located between Gillespie and Dorchester, where they're growing free-range organic chickens. And so they're members of Grow Gillespie, and we were kicking around some ideas about things we could do a little bit different to make some of our activities a little more fun and also help promote some more local businesses. And this idea came up where it's spring, and spring chicken is a name. And so what we're doing is, in addition to the normal 5K run that you would have, which we're going to have, we're also going to award prizes and stuff to people who want to participate wearing a costume. If they want to wear a chicken costume or wear some kind of a costume, I'm going to wear one that day. And we're also going to give out some prizes to folks based upon some chicken themes. And we think everyone will kind of get a little laugh about it as well as a little bit of exercise and hopefully some sunshine. And raise us a little bit of money so we can plow it back into some projects.
I would think it'd be rather interesting if some of the runners participate in their chicken uniform.
Yes, it would. I'm going to try to do that. I don't know. I might overheat a little bit, but my intention is I'm going to at least take off in a chicken costume and try to finish the race. I have a feeling I might get a little warm, so I may end up walking more than I normally do. But, you know, I'm going to give it a go, and I figure if a 70-year-old man can do it, a lot of other people can do it.
With the event, I guess, will there be things that are usually associated with runs, things like T-shirts and stuff if you register early, or how sort of does that go?
Yeah, everybody that registers prior to May 7th will be guaranteed a T-shirt. We have a race day shirt. You can also register on race day, but we're not guaranteeing that you will get a shirt, but we usually order some extra ones anyway and then sell the overage there. It's $35 if you register before the race, $40 if you register on the race day. You'll get a shirt. You'll also get a medal for finishing the race. We're going to have some sorts of food. We're going to have some other beverages on hand. And we're putting together some goodie bags, gifts from local merchants to runners. We haven't assembled all of them yet, but you're going to get some extra swag for participating. Another thing that we're trying to do, and we haven't really nailed this down yet, we're in the process of doing it, but since the race starts at the corner of Montgomery and Chestnut Street, adjacent to the Colonial Giving Garden, where we will be set up with some booths and stuff. On Montgomery Street, we're going to try to have an EV, electric car show. That is, the cars that will be on display will be electric vehicles. And some folks can take a look at some of these cars. I think we've got six or seven people registered for that show so far. We'd like to get a few more than that, and we're not 100% certain we're going to be able to pull it off, but we're going to try to, and that would be from 10 to 2.
As far as the race, or if somebody's interested in the electric car situation, is there a website or Facebook page that they're supposed to go to get their registrations done?
You can go on to our Grow Gillespie website, which is growgillespie.org, And on our webpage, you can register there. You can also look up Gillespie Together as our Facebook page, or one of our Facebook pages. And there's information on there. We're also having some registration forms at Ageless Fitness, both Staunton and Gillespie. Although you can fill out the form on race day, but you can pay your fee and like ahead of time by going online, and that way you knock down the slightly lower price.
As far as Grow Gillespie, we've talked about the spring chicken run coming up, but you're involved in a number of things that go on year-round and various things. And I thought maybe, too, we'd take a little time here to discuss sort of some of the things you've been working on and maybe will be working on as the year progresses. And maybe you could give us a little outline or a relook at what's going on now with Grow Gillespie.
Well, we're working on a variety of things. I guess the biggest one that's going to occur during 2022 and stretch into 2023 is the city is doing a complete revamping of the downtown area in terms of sidewalks, curb cuts, plantings, benches, etc. We're starting a pretty ambitious streetscape project, which will encompass the entire downtown Gillespie area. That project will be out to bid sometime this summer. We're hoping early summer, but it could be midsummer, and then would begin construction towards the fall or early winter, and then proceed into 2023. It's a $4 million project all told, in which we've been pretty fortunate, thanks to some help from Deputy Governor Andy Menard. When he was our state senator, we were lucky enough to receive a grant for $1 million in the state capital budget that was signed by Governor Pritzker. And then Representative Rodney Davis helped us secure a $3 million grant from the federal government that we should finish processing here this first week of April. So we're really lucky that we're able to obtain those funds. We've been working on the project for about 3.5 years, maybe 4 years altogether. We've been putting it together one step at a time, one part at a time. But it's about to happen, and we're really happy about that. It in addition to making the downtown look newer and better, it will really help us with stormwater management, because we'll have a much improved system there, a greener system, because we're going to use some green technology to help us manage stormwater. And at the same time, we're going to bury the power lines, which should make it not only more attractive, but look a little bit better. And then new street lighting, which will be much more efficient and more effective.
And I think I remember we had a conversation concerning this streetscape there in Gillespie. And you also got a college student that helped quite a bit with that project, too, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We had Ethan Fogg was a Peace Corps fellow that was here during the last year. Ethan has moved on. He's out in Seattle now and has a job with the Federal Economic Development Administration. So he did us a really terrific job here and has moved on to, I don't know about better, but bigger things than what we've got going in here in Gillespie. But we've applied for another Peace Corps fellow. In fact, we had candidate interviews down here a week ago. That program is housed at Western Illinois University, and I don't know if we'll be fortunate enough to get one, but we're hopeful that we will, and we're looking forward to the hearing in the next couple weeks what will happen there. But each of the three candidates that came here, I must say, were outstanding young individuals, and would do a terrific job for us, no matter which one we were lucky enough to get, if we are indeed lucky enough to get one. I would say that's a very good program, and I would encourage most communities to look into it and see if it might be applicable to their needs. You are able to get some very good workers, very intelligent young folks that are wanting to get more direct hands-on experience in community activities and community development, governmental activities. And this is a way for both you and the student to learn from each other and help each other out.
I was going to ask you here, as we come to the end of the show, Grow Gillespie, of course, community-based organization. And as far as members, are you always looking for people to come in new and maybe bring fresh ideas?
We are. In fact, we just picked up a few new members in the last few weeks. And if you're interested in doing that, go to our website, that growgillespie.org website, and there is a membership link you can click on. Just submit the stuff. We are a dues-paying organization. You can join as an individual for $50 a year. But if you just want to come and go to our meetings, which are the third Thursday of the month, starting at 6:30 at the Cole Museum here in Gillespie, you're welcome to drop in, see if you think that you'd be interested in sticking around, and then you can join at that time. But at our meeting on the 21st, for example, we're going to have Sean Park from Western Illinois University is going to come down here and talk to us about co-op stores and how they're organized and going on. I think the folks in Carlinville are fairly familiar with Sean and what they've done. He was here a couple years ago and gave us a similar presentation. And we're also going to have the regional marketing director for DECO is going to come down and talk to us a little bit about state programs that are available to businesses, and also talk about some things directly related to Grow Gillespie and Gillespie that we've been lucky enough to be able to participate in. And so if for no other reason, drop in on the 21st and probably learn a little bit about some things that might be able to help you as a business person.
And, of course, if you want to register for the Spring Chicken Run on May 14th, or, as you said, more information on Grow Gillespie, it's available at your website, growgillespie.org.
Yes, it is. And we look forward to as many participants in the run as you feel would want to do it. Even if you don't want to run, just come by that day and check out things, support the people that are running. And we'll have some registration forms for Grow Gillespie there as well. And you might learn more about what we have planned for the year coming forward and further on down the road.
Dan Fisher, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Hey, thank you. It's my pleasure.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.